حدثني أبي شداد بن أوس وعبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنهما حاضر يصدق قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال هل فيكم غريب يعني أهل الكتاب قلنا لا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأمر بغلق الأبواب وقال ارفعوا أيديكم وقولوا لا إله إلا الله فرفعنا أيدينا ساعة ثم قال الحمد لله اللهم إنك بعثتني بهذه الكلمة ووعدتني عليها الجنة وأنت لا تخلف الميعاد ثم قال أبشروا فإن الله قد غفر لكم. حضرت شداد رضي الله عنه relates while حضرت عبادة رضي الله عنه confirms that once we were sitting with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked if there was any stranger referring to a non-Muslim in the gathering. We submitted that there was none. He then had the door closed and asked us to raise our hands and recite La ilaha illallah. We raised our hands for some time and recited the kalima La ilaha illallah. And then he exclaimed La ilaha illallah and said, O Allah, you have sent me with this kalima. You have promised Jannah for those who profess it. And your promise never remains unfulfilled. Then he turned to us and said, Be happy, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with his forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure that no stranger was present there and got the door closed because presumably he had every hope that those particular people would be forgiven by virtue of reciting the kalima and he had no such hope in respect of the non-Muslims. This hadith is used as an argument for the Sufis who make their disciples engage in dhikr collectively. In Jami'ul Usul, it is stated that there were instances when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the Sahaba do dhikr collectively and individually, and this hadith is quoted as an authority for doing dhikr collectively. As the month of Ramadan approaches, then there are various amal we should focus on in increasing. Dhikr itself, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran that we should make dhikr excessively. So should make it such that in our daily life there is a specific time after Fajr. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. After Asr, we engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more so in this day and age of fitnas, to cleanse our hearts from all the rest of sin and evil, to protect ourselves from the evil environment. And dhikr is the food for the soul. It gives a person the drive to do what is right and to see things correctly also. So inshallah, now for a few minutes, till about 5 o'clock, let us all engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.